It's Monday, the 7th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Mobile Telecommunications Limited has launched a new mobile financial service, MTC Maris, designed to cater to the needs of over 50% of Namibians who lack access to traditional banking facilities or the unbanked population. The service allows users to send, receive, and manage money using their mobile phones, promoting greater access to financial services. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi explains.
This service is launched to bring convenience and also bring inclusivity, because we have noticed that we have had around about 21% of the population that is considered not qualified to open your formal bank account. MTC Maris will serve as your bank account, your phone number and your phone your device that will serve as your bank account. So with MTC Maris, what you are able to do is you are able to cash in, able to cash out, you are able to send money, you are able to buy your groceries, you are able to pay your bills. All these, you are able to do it at no cost.
President Nangolo Mbumba has arrived in Hamburg, Germany for the Hamburg Sustainability Conference, which gives Namibia an opportunity to strengthen its efforts in green hydrogen, agribusiness and logistics. South Africa's National Joint Operation and Intelligence Structure is monitoring COSATU's nationwide strike through its National Coordination Center today. The Union Federation says the National Day of Action is against the crippling economic crisis in SA. NAT Joint's Chairperson Tebelo Mosikili has more.
We have received the operational plans that are talking to the monitoring of the COSATU strike. So we can confirm up to this point that all systems go in so far as the monitoring of the strike is concerned, and we are confident that our officers on the ground will do us proud once more.
Then the World Health Organization has approved the first Mpox diagnostic test for emergency use. The UN health body says that this will increase testing capabilities in countries facing outbreaks. Daniel Johnson from UN News reports.
The Mpox test will provide immediate results and is described as pivotal in stopping the continuing spread of the deadly virus, previously called monkeypox. Early diagnosis of Mpox enables timely treatment and care and control of the virus, WHO said, adding that limited testing capacity and delays in confirming Mpox cases persist in Africa, and that this has contributed to the ongoing transmission of the disease. So far this year, more than 30,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported across Africa, but only 37% of cases in the Democratic Republic of the Congo were confirmed via a test.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says last year's 7th of October attack by Hamas on Israel scarred souls.
Since October 7th, a wave of shocking violence and bloodshed has erupted. The war that has followed the terrible attacks of 1 year ago continues to shatter lives and inflict profound human suffering for Palestinians in Gaza and now the people of Lebanon. It's time for peace, international law, and justice.
Around 1,200 people, mostly Israeli civilians, were killed in the attack and more than 250 were taken hostage. In retaliation, Israel has killed nearly 42,000 people in Gaza. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate and on time.